up this week at camp and then start back in there on Monday with everybody again, the full team. But today we had, or these 3 days, we had players that haven't played as much, be they rookies or guys coming for other teams or guys that just didn't play a lot last year, like players like Mike Richardson that were on IR, stuff like that. So just the opportunity to give everybody some reps that hasn't had too many with this team. And, you know, so it's good. It's good opportunities with the, you know, the wind and being able to throw in different conditions and, you know, guys getting used to handling the ball and so forth. So, you know, we've got a lot of exposure and try to get a lot of teaching done. And we'll resume that on Monday when we get everybody back in. But it's, you know, a lot of things to install from a team standpoint, a lot of work to do, and we're just plugging along, but we're getting there.
How's Victor Hobson working on at that position, which is a little different maybe than what he was doing?
No, okay.
Good. You know, he's really playing inside linebacker for us. He played a lot of outside linebacker the last 2 years down there. So, you know, Victor's a smart guy. He runs well. He's got some experience in the system and certainly playing inside. So, you know, I think he adds good experience, a good combination of experience and toughness and athleticism to the position.
At this point in the offseason, I mean, what do you look for when he's making, when you play him at a different spot than where he was coming from? You know, do you look for signs to say this could work, or what is it?
Yeah, well, really pretty much the same for everybody. It's just, you know, teach him what to do, how to handle different plays, how to cover routes, how to defend different running plays and what their reads are and everything. Give everybody a chance to do it. So all the players that play that position are pretty much getting the same amount of reps. So then when they get a chance to execute it in training camp, then we'll evaluate them based on how they do then. It's really more of a, you know, teaching opportunity and an opportunity for those guys to get reps that haven't had as many, that's all.
How's Gerard picking up the defense?
Good, good. Yeah, same thing said about Victor. You know, he's done fine. Got a long way to go, but, you know, we're plugging along.
Bill, how valuable is it to have this, like, time to one-on-one, especially like you said, with some rookies, some newcomers to the team, to have this time on the field with the assistant coaches, yourself?
Well, it's, you know, it's good. It's what everybody has. Actually, we do probably fewer days than most teams do, but, you know, we try to give everybody a good base so that we can make the competition as even as possible when we get to training camp. And you know, we've got a lot of guys on this team that have run our defense and our offensive system for number of years and taking a lot of snaps, and then we have some guys that haven't. You know, we're just trying to level the playing field a little bit so everybody has a chance to compete in training camp.
Looked like O'Connell was maybe focusing a little bit on some different mechanics. Is that fair to say?
I think everybody's working on, you know, new techniques and trying to improve on, you know, what they've done in the past. So we'll put everybody in that category. Kevin, of course.
Back in the owners' meetings in late March, you mentioned with a guy like Junior Seau, it probably wasn't the best time at that point to sort of say which way that would go. I mean, as we get deeper here in the offseason, is that situation anywhere closer to reaching a point where we know he'll either be back or he won't be back?
I think it's closer to reaching that point. I don't think it's any closer to having any kind of commitment one way or the other. So I don't think that, we're just not there yet. But we're closer to being there.
Yes.
We just don't know where that is.
Do you have your crystal ball out? Any idea where that might go? I know you like that crystal ball.
I'd say it'll probably be closer to training camp than mini camp.
Just to clarify, I know they're not out here, but are the veterans, are you doing meetings or anything with these guys? Or?
Not in meetings, no. But there's a lot of guys still, you know, working on the off-season program. So, you know, in the spring, guys have different schedules, different commitments. So it's a, kind of a makeup week that some guys are making up and other guys, you know, aren't.
Have you enjoyed following the Celtics on their playoff run?
Boy, I sure did. I enjoyed it last night. What an awesome performance. Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, tremendous. Rondo, just all over the place. Perkins played great, Paul Pierce. That was an exciting game to watch. So was the first one. So I feel like I'm the team mascot now.
Jordan's some pretty good seats too.
Seats are awesome. A lot of contact down there. It looks like a lot of tight ends playing. And bigger.
I know you have a friendship with Terry Francona. Do you have a good rapport with Doc Rivers or anyone else on the Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, Doc and I talk, you know, several times over the last few years, and he's been very very supportive of us. We really appreciate that. And, you know, Celtics take great care of not only me, but, you know, you see a lot of our players at the games. And you know, I know a lot of the guys love to, you know, get over there and watch those great athletes perform. So Celtics have been great. They've been very supportive of us, and they've taken great care of us. So we appreciate it. You know, we're pulling for them. Hopefully they won't have to come back and play Detroit in Boston on Sunday. They can wrap it up in Detroit. We're pulling for that.
Bill, with the punters, you have the two veterans and the rookie. Do you envision it being similar to last year, sort of over evaluating over a longer stretch of time, you know, to see the consistency, or is it harder to do that this year, maybe with some roster restrictions that you didn't have at this time last year?
I'd say it's going to be harder this year, given the roster restrictions. You know, right now, we're without the draft choices being signed, we can carry a little bit over the 80, but once those guys sign contracts, then it's a hard 80 number, so we'll have to, you know, we'll have to make some decisions there. I'm not sure that we'll be able to take, you know, everybody that we want to camp, and the numbers are lower than what they've been, you know, in previous years with the Europe guys and, you know, some of those type exemptions, so it's a bit tighter this year.
Bill, is this camp more about teaching or evaluating?
Teaching.
That's the most important thing to come out of this.
Yeah, you know, we don't have pads on. Some of these guys are doing things for the first time, and it's, you know, it's hard to evaluate anybody when they do something once. You teach it to them, and then they don't do it well. You correct them. They come back the next time and the next time. And you know, then when everybody kind of knows what they're doing and they have a little bit of confidence and they've done something previously, you know, then they have kind of a fair chance to go out there and do it against somebody else. And then we'll evaluate that in training camp when the pads go on and everybody has a little bit better understanding of what to do.